CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rosie Motena and you're listening to Pan African Connect, where I talk about my three passions in life, and it's women, Africa and the arts. And today it's all about design, and I'm going to be speaking to the program director for 100% Design South Africa, Kathy O'Cleary. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I believe you're in Cape Town.
I am, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and it's almost like summer in Cape Town at the moment. We could still do with a bit more rain, but otherwise Cape Town's looking good.
Good, 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 good. So now you're the program director for 100% Design South Africa. What exactly is 100% Design South Africa?
It's a design show that really focuses on product design in the hospitality, office and residential industry.
Okay.
We feature many designers across that field, from textile designers to ceramic designers, furniture designers, interior design companies. And it represents an industry that really is thriving at the moment. It's something that South Africa can be really proud of.
Yeah.
We've got a very dynamic design industry, and we are seen as sort of the leading players in the whole of the African continent in design. Mm-hmm. So it's really a very exciting show, both for the trade and for members of the public to come along and see just the talent that this country and African countries and international countries produce.
Yeah.
Specifically for our market.
Let's talk about some of the talent and some of the people that are going to be exhibiting there. Maybe two or three, if you can choose. Just so our listeners can get better understanding of who exactly is included.
Well, we're running two very, very interesting exhibitions. One's called We Are Joburg, and the other is called Young Gauteng, and they're both being sponsored by Gauteng Tourism.
Okay.
And if you think about it, tourism and design really go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And the tourist industry really needs design to help push the standard and quality of what we can offer our tourists.
Mm.
But We Are Joburg focuses on established designers.
Okay.
The real big players and some a few up and coming big people who are really going to make it big in our design scene. So we've got well-known names like Tonic Design and Dr. and Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Julia Day from Generation Furniture, who just is one of our most underrated designers.
Yeah.
We then have some newcomers like Mafo Vakia from The Urbanative, who's doing wonderful Endebele style cupboards.
Oh, wow.
We've got Tabisa Mlo from Mash Tea Designs. She won a competition with Nando's, and her lighting design is now in Nando's stores all over the world. So she's actually now doing some furniture pieces for it. So what's exciting about We Are Joburg is that they are creating new designs specifically for this exhibition. So we've got about 10 design companies really showing design at the top of its game.
Yeah.
And it's all about the sort of urban energy that is going on in Joburg at the moment. There's a sort of real, there's a new sense of energy going right through the city.
Yeah. Wait, talking about that energy, because we've noticed it, especially like the Maboneng area and the gentrification of certain areas, and I think it's really, really exciting and funky, and the exciting elements that are cropping up. In your view, where do we see the next, say, 5 to 10 years? Where do we see design moving more towards the gentrification or going onto another sphere? In your opinion?
Well, I think it's still very much emerging, and it's very much grabbing that sort of whole regeneration of Joburg.
Yeah.
I think what's really exciting about it is it's going hand in hand with fashion, and it's going hand in hand with the regeneration of certain areas. So that's why people are coming to Joburg now, where they were told, never to go before.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting, and I think it has a very distinct urban style. It's slightly hard lines, but with energetic pattern making, and I think if you especially look at sort of anyone under 30, what they're doing in that sphere is really exciting, and that's why we also wanted to look at Yang Haoteng and just see, you know, there's things there that are emerging from the street.
Yeah.
Especially in graphic design, we've got a great young designer called Matseki Lepekeng, and she's just encapsulating a lot of that style. Sakili Sebekulu, who does photography, and he does scarification on his own self-portraits.
Oh, wow.
But it's very much this, you get that this is a young urban designer.
Yeah.
Fantastic fabric designs coming from Laseko Maloka. She's recently made some rugs as well. I mean, and they're really urban, but they're contemporary and they're very South African. The signature is there. And it's got this dynamism that's really even hard to classify at the moment. We're still watching it.
Yeah.
Of course, as these designers get older and more mature, and as they get work and commissions, their work will become more sophisticated. I see a lot of the young Haoteng designers moving more and more into a field of luxury items, which is where really a lot of South Africans should be designing, because luxury is all about bespoke and handmade.
Yeah. And also with the rise of the African elite, it's a perfect gap to actually fill that.
Well, there's demand now. I think most people are no longer looking to the big European brands or the Western brands. They want it to come from here. And we do have the talent and the manufacturing abilities to produce high-end luxury goods. Yeah. So that's where I see a lot of our young designers heading. They shouldn't be trying to emulate the general retail stores or the general, we just don't have that industry or that manufacturing capability. So we should focus on luxury and mid to high end markets.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Yang Gauteng. So that we are Joburg or more for the established designers and the Yang Gauteng.
The Yang Gauteng are really a lot of kids who are just out of either out of college or they've started design businesses on their own. And they, we're covering things from ceramics to textile designers, graphic design, photography. And, you know, a lot of those kids don't have the money to do major designs. So by giving them a platform to show their design capabilities, we hope that some other people in the industry will say, right, there's somebody I'd like to work in collaboration with.
Yeah.
And, you know, any kind of surface designer or graphic designer can work in textiles or rugs or furniture.
Right.
And we do get a lot of the industry coming to the show. So it's really a great opportunity for them to start talking about their own style. And I know there will be people who will come and say, right.
And also, I mean, would you say it would be a good platform for, say, for a young wannabe designer who's not quite sure if it's something that they want to go into or knows that they want to be involved in the design aspect, but doesn't know which way, whether it's ceramics, whether it's textiles and so forth. I mean, would there be
Without a doubt. I mean, we actually have two colleges coming, you know, that are showing their own work. We've got University of Johannesburg and we've got Greenside Design Center. So it's a fantastic show for young people to come and actually get an understanding of what the industry is about anyway.
Yeah.
But there's just so much wonderful, it's a visual treat. Mm. I mean, we also have the very high-end designers like Gregor Jenkin, who is our feature designer, and David Cranow, who's just this wonderful designer who's creating a cafe for us.
Oh, wow.
And all out of wood. And he is a chair designer, but he is and a lighting designer, but he's created this wonderful structure which our cafe will sit in. We have a really amazing surprise feature called the Light Tank by a Cape Town young genius who runs a company called Polycat.
Yeah.
And that's an immersive light experience. So I'm not going to say much more. I think it needs to be a big surprise, but you're going to walk into a room and you're going to have this incredible experience all from light. So it looks at how light and design can really.
Oh, wow. That sounds magical.
Yeah. And then we've got a fantastic hotel created by a Cape Town company who are working all over Africa called Source IBA. Mm-hmm. So they're showing what interior design, our style of interior design can really work in the high-end hotel industry. They're creating the most beautiful hotel. And I think for younger people especially, that it would be fantastic to see just the standard and the quality of what is expected from the hotel industry.
Yeah, and also what's achievable.
Yes, yeah. No, completely. Yeah. And I've found that with a lot of young designers, of course, they're not getting don't get exposure, especially if you've come from a disadvantaged background. You don't get exposure to luxury hotels to understand what their demands are.
Yeah, and also where the trends are moving.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of designers tend to work small because that's what they're used to or that's what they can afford. When you've got the industry, which demands a lot of theater and it's really important for young designers to get exposure, to be able to go into a hotel and see what is expected, because the hotel industry is one of the biggest employers of design in the country. So a lot of our young designers sort of tend to hook up with furniture makers and so on, and then they can get a sense of what the demands are for something like hotels.
Excellent. And where is it taking place?
It's taking place at Gallagher Estate on the 9th to the 13th of August.
Okay. And where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets online at 100%design.co.za. Is all the details are on that.
Okay.
They're 120 for adults, 20 rand for kids under 12.
Perfect.
So it's really.
And so, and your Facebook page is 100% Design South Africa. You've also got a Twitter handle, which is 100% Design SA, as well as Instagram.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And you'll definitely see me at this year's exhibition. I want to come and experience that lighting house and of course, your cafe.
It really will be amazing.
Thank you so much. We wish you all the best.
Thanks, Rosie.
Take care. That was Cathy O'Cleary from 100% Design South Africa. It's taking place at Gallagher Estate in Johannesburg from the 9th to the 13th of August. If you need more information, of course, go to the Facebook page 100% Design South Africa or on Twitter 100% Design SA, Instagram 100% Design SA, and of course, my Facebook page, Rosie Mutena. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. CliffCentral.com